The Sinn Féin MP, Paul Maskey. Morning to you, Paul.
Morning, Stephen.
What's going on here? Why is this continuing?
Well, I think it's continuing because some of those involved in this type of activity are involved in anti-community activity themselves. And recently, the Anagertown News did a major feature on some of the people who are involved in this activity. And it's horrendous. This activity shouldn't be happening. I mean, if someone is involved in antisocial behaviour, then people should report that to the PSNI or the CRJ or go to anyone else for that matter, and hopefully that information can be handed over. But it's quite simply not good enough.
Yeah, but it's not happening, Paul, is it? Listen, I'm not having to go at you this morning, but it's not happening. These people are doing this with impunity. They're never caught. I can't think of the last time someone was done for punishment beatings. They're never caught.
I can't think myself and off the last time as well, Stephen. But the point is that there is a lot of good work going on within areas like West Belfast and other parts of the city where people are contacting the PSNI with regards to crime. People are contacting CRJ and working along that progress of community restorative justice, which has helped and has assisted the matter. And you look even recently with regards to, I suppose, hijackings and stuff, which has reduced again. You look even prior to that, where there was joyriders and death riders roaming about our streets on a daily and nightly basis, which has reduced. And that's all reduced because many people are working with restorative justice, with the PSNI, to reduce this type of activity. But the fact is that the people carrying out these type of punishments, so-called punishment shootings and punishment beatings, some of them and many of them are involved in anti-community behaviour themselves, and they should stop because no one wants this type of activity going on within our communities and within our areas.
Well, you know exactly.
People are sick of it.
You know exactly the question I'm going to pop with you, Paul. Some of these people who are currently doing this are going to say, hold on a minute, Paul Maskey's criticising this. This is what the IRA did for many, many years. What's the difference?
Well, Stephen, the IRA did it, and that's correct, as well as other armed groups. The fact is it didn't work then, and it's not working now. But the difference is that people who are involved in this type of activity are involved in anti-community and anti-social behaviour themselves.
You don't believe it worked. You don't believe it worked for the IRA? The IRA were stupid to use it, were they?
Well, if it hadn't worked for the IRA or any other armed group, then anti-social behaviour would have stopped. The fact is it didn't stop, so it didn't work, and it's not working now. And people need to get their acts together. People who are the spokespeople for these armed organisations, the so-called dissident groups, should come forward and tell us why they are carrying out this type of activity, because it's been very quiet in this matter. And I don't know if you've tried to contact anybody yourself, any of these so-called spokespersons themselves, because it's quite simply maybe some of them themselves are embarrassed by it, and they should be coming on to explain why they're carrying this out.
Talking about embarrassment, and it'll be very interesting to hear how the police reply to this. And you lot, by the way, Paul Maskey, are supposed to hold the police to account. According to the recent policing board statistics, clearance rates for paramilitary style attacks, do you know what they stand at? Now have a listen to this for community confidence, how the community can have confidence in the police. 4%. 4% clearance rates for paramilitary style attacks. So if you were a paramilitary thug wanting to go out and batter somebody or shoot them or do whatever you want, you're walking around this community with total impunity. 96% failure rate on behalf of the police. 96%. Have you ever heard the like of it in your life?
Well, Stephen, it's not good enough, and we do hold the PSNI and other statutory organisations to account. We held a DPP meeting in West Belfast and back a number of weeks ago, and some of these so-called organisations themselves come in and done a protest at that particular meeting. Now, what we're trying to do within the DPPs and with other, I suppose, our members on the policing board is the very fact that you've mentioned, and that is to hold the PSNI and others to account, because they have a job to do. People in the community have a job to do. I, as an elected representative, have my job to do in the hope that we all reduce the amount of criminal activity that is happening
It feels to me like you have a better chance of winning £2 on a scratch card than you have of getting caught if you're a paramilitary thug. 4% clearance rate.
And then that's, again, Stephen, maybe you should bring someone from the PSNI on to explain their clearance rate as well, because that is simply not good enough. I mean, we work very hard in our communities to reduce this type of activity, and we continue to do so. But others have to step up to the mark, and that's the judicial system, that's the PSNI, and that's all of us have to step up to the mark to make sure is that we work collectively together to reduce this type of activity. It's quite clear to anybody I speak to within my community is that they don't want this type of activity going on, and people are sick to the teeth.
Is this dissidents doing this?
Well, Stephen, that's why I'm saying to you, you should possibly ask some of these spokespeople for these groups to come on to your show to explain why and give the rationale why they're carrying out this activity, because they were very quiet on it. The Anderstown News did a major feature, two or three pages on it, with some of the activity that some of these so-called armed groups are getting up to themselves. Something not good enough, Stephen.
All right, Paul, thank you very much indeed.